This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Residents in southeast Texas are watching the approach of tropical storm Harvey. National Hurricane Center specialist Richard Peck.
Hurricane watch is in effect because we think hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours here. Actually, tropical storm conditions preceding those hurricane conditions within 48 hours for a good part of the Texas coast.
Former tropical storm Harvey has re-strengthened into a tropical depression and is forecast to dump heavy rain on the Gulf Coast as soon as tomorrow. Vice President Mike Pence has met with 15 Venezuelan exiles in South Florida who told him more help is needed to restore democracy in the socialist regime.
For the people of Venezuela, we are with you and we will stand with you until democracy is restored in Venezuela.
Senator Marco Rubio and Florida Governor Rick Scott were on hand as well, joining Pence and listening to testimonies of established leaders of the Venezuelan diaspora concerned about the growing dictatorship in their country. The Labor Department reports today on the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week. Also out today, the National Association of Realtors set to issue its report on sales of existing homes in July. And for those thinking about buying or refinancing a home, it will be Freddie Mac's weekly report on the average U.S. mortgage interest rates. U.S. stock markets finished lower on Wednesday. The Standard & Poor's 500 index fell 0.3% of its value to 2,444. The Dow was off by 88 points at 21,812. Right now, it's Dow futures up by 40 points, NASDAQ futures up by 15. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen and other central bankers will assess the global economy at this week's annual conference in Jackson Hole. Yellen and European Central Bank President Mario Draghi are set to address the gathering tomorrow. More from townhall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at GSI.gold. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD.
SpaceX has unveiled a sleek white spacesuit for astronauts on its manned crew flights coming up next year.
Chief Executive Elon Musk made the big reveal via Instagram on Wednesday. SpaceX is developing a crew version of its Dragon cargo capsule for NASA astronauts. Boeing is also working to get U.S. astronauts flying again from home soil. Boeing is going blue for spacesuits for its Starliner capsules. U.S. astronauts last rocketed away from Cape Canaveral, Florida in 2011. They've been since riding Russian rockets to get to the International Space Station.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Samsung is trying to move past last year's disastrous Galaxy Note 7 launch with a successor sporting a dual-lens camera, animated messages, and expanded note-taking, as well as lower battery capacity. This time, they are not trying to squeeze more battery power into each phone. Last year's Note 7 had to be recalled after dozens caught fire. More from townhall.com. New home sales fell in July, yet remain comfortably ahead of last year's pace.
Sales of new homes suffered the sharpest one-month drop in nearly a year, down 9.4% in July. But there is good news. While last month's numbers were bad, the Commerce Department points out sales in the first 7 months of the year are just over 9% higher than in the same period last year. And overall, the housing market is healthy. It's just that sales have stumbled this summer as a supply crunch has elevated average home prices nationwide. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A one-armed Maine man accused of startling neighbors by going for a stroll wearing a clown mask and brandishing a machete says it was all just a prank. 31-year-old Hollis resident Corey Berry pleaded not guilty yesterday to criminal threatening and weapons charges. They say he had a machete taped to the stump of his amputated arm and was wearing a mask to copy previous clown sightings in the area. More details at townhall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
And the voter ID law in Texas is found illegal for the second time. A federal judge ruling that state lawmakers intended to discriminate on racial grounds when it was approved in 2011. She made her original ruling 2 years ago, but an appeals court asked her to re-examine the case.
Well, she re-examined it and said, no, I'm going to stay exactly where it is. And this is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Still on the West Coast here, up in the beautiful mountains of in Lake Arrowhead, around Lake Arrowhead. It's just absolutely gorgeous out here, by the way. Wish you could all be out here. But in a sense, say, vicariously, you get to enjoy it through me. Thank you very much. But this voter ID law, I mean, this has been problematic, as we've discussed many times here on Bill Martinez Live. You know, you want to hold the integrity of the vote and say that every vote matters. And what Texas has done is try to say, okay, look, let's come up with a, you know, a voter ID law that makes sense. And in the district judge's, Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos's opinion, in her decision, so it's no longer an opinion, is that, no, this is stopping people, you know, from being able to vote.
Which is really weird, because ID is pretty easy to get. An ID is actually really easy to get, and it's easy for anybody mm-hmm. to get. There's homeless people walking around with IDs.
Right.
So are you? How is that discriminatory? And also, I like the tactic here. The old, hey Eric Holder, see if you did anything wrong there.
Yeah.
they go back to the same judge and hey, see, you just take a look at this again and see if you got anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'll take 2 years and oh no, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, see, well, this is the problem, you know, with. You know, certain judges that are in place and, you know, why people voted. And we're going to talk with Kerry Severino a little bit later on this morning. And, you know, the people of Main Street America are saying, what is wrong with this system that you have one judge that can, you know, control millions of votes just by their decision? And you've got these activist judges out there that whose job is to interpret the law, not create it. And in this particular case, you know, it's questionable, this judge's decision here, when it would seem that more Americans are wanting, you know, some sort of qualifier, an ID. And to your point, you know, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, along with the former president, were insistent that no voter fraud took place whatsoever. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And then, of course, my next question is, then why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist? You know, and here we are after all this hoopla over, you know, Russian collusion, and even though you will have certain officials, noted officials on both sides saying, I always like that statement, on both sides. I guess somehow if you say on both sides, somehow it legitimizes your
make
commentary.
Everything okay.
I guess so, yeah. So on both sides. So, but we'll leave it at that. You know, agree that, you know, not one vote was affected. I don't know how they make that statement. I mean, they must be a lot smarter than us. I mean, I got to think if somebody colludes and somebody interferes with anything, you know, it could have an effect.
Well, I'm sure if you ask them, they'd let you know they are.
I guess, yeah.
They know more about what you need for health care. They know more about what you need for, you know, your retirement, all that stuff. They'll gladly tell you what you need, and who needs to provide it for you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just weird, and I'd like to hear the judges, I'd like to hear her defend it, because I've never understood the other side of this argument, because an idea is something that, one, you have to have it for almost everything you do. From the time you're 18 on, you have to have an ID. Mm-hmm. And I've never understood what the idea is behind the other side of not having ID to vote. And you need a birth certificate in order to get the ID, which means that you have to have been born here, which is the only way that you're allowed to vote here.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
So, or you have to, you know, go through the process, or the immigration process, and to become a legal citizen, mm-hmm. which during that process, oh yeah, one of the requirements there is that you also get an ID.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I don't know what the other, this is one of those issues where I absolutely have zero understanding of what the other side is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're into the small ball of the whole issue, and as you say, you know, to get a clear understanding, Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton called the ruling outrageous, said an appeals court should void it. He says the U.S. Department of Justice is satisfied. Now, this is the U.S. Department of Justice satisfied that the amended voter ID law has no discriminatory purpose or effect. Safeguarding the integrity of elections in Texas is essential to preserving our democracy, he went on to say. Now, you know, the issue is, and we deal with this all the time, it depends, you know, on your own perspective. If you have a perspective that, you know, people are trying to, you know, no matter what, that any kind of voter ID, as soon as you mention voter ID law, the hair on their, you know, small hair on the back of their neck rises up, because that is a dog whistle, so to speak, for them, that says, oh, wait a minute, you want to restrict, you know, voters. So, you know, we talk about it because we think, okay, well, that seems fair, seems just. But for them, and, you know, the judge is reacting that way, is she looks at voter ID law as discriminatory from the get-go. So at that point, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I understand that, but that, again, a judge can't look at anything like that, and mm-hmm. this is what makes somebody like Neil Gorsuch so stand out so much, honestly, mm-hmm. is that he doesn't look at things like that.
And part of the goofy argument here, Scott, I mean, you know, you'd ask that question. She says, this is Gonzalez Ramos, said Texas didn't go far enough with changing and altering this bill. She had a problem with the criminal penalties that Texas had attached to lying on the affidavit. She says it could have a chilling effect on voters who, fearful of making an innocent mistake on the form, simply won't cast a ballot. You know, this is, if somebody makes an innocent mistake, that's one thing. But if you're lying about it, and you're lying about it while you cast 20 votes, I mean, it's a little bit different issue, isn't it?
Well, everything that I do now, I'm just going to use the Hillary defense. Well, that wasn't my intent, right? I didn't have the intent.
Yeah, see how far that, you know, you can get away with that one, okay?
And
if it keeps you
know.
If it keeps you out of jail and away from paying, you know, incredible penalties, then, you know, we'll pass that on to everybody else, because it worked for Scott in Minnesota.
My guess and is so, I miss a few days of work.
Right. Okay. It's, you know, one of those unplanned day offs. Why not? You know, she also went on to say she wasn't swayed by Texas clarifying under the revised law known as Senate Bill 5 that both U.S. passport books and cards would be accepted. She says this feature remains discriminatory. And you go, what do you mean you can't use passport books and cards? But she says it's discriminatory. Likely to be possessed by Anglo voters and disproportionately not possessed by Hispanics, African Americans, she wrote. So, hey, there always is something, as Rosanna Dana would used to say, as I can quote her as we wrap up this segment. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit Alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey.
However disorganized the Trump people are, and it's very frustrating as someone who agrees with them on a lot to see how disorganized they are, you look at the alternative and you think those people shouldn't be near power at all. They're scary.
Yeah. And here's the problem. There are a lot of individual Democrats who I respect, and if I'm talking to them over lunch or if I have a cup of coffee with them, one-on-one, they're terrific. Then they go back in the Democratic caucus, and they're not allowed to be normal.
Yeah, no room for moderation.
They suddenly go, well, I guess I really have to be this person. And you saw this with Tim Kaine, you know, when he got to be the vice presidential nominee, whatever he used to believe, he didn't quite believe, because now he had to believe what you have to believe to be the Democratic vice presidential nominee.
He became a hater, and it was sad to watch.
And he's a much better guy.
No, I know he is. I know he is. It was depressing.
Well, this is, Newt Gingrich and our buddy Tucker Carlson, going back and forth. And, this is, welcome to our world and where, the Democrats are right now. And it's got to be tough for them, because how long can you continue on with this resistance, Scott? You know, when it's, it's contrary to your belief. I think a guy like Joe Manchin, for example, who seems to be, very, very reasonable. And I'm sure it's there's certain aspects of politics that, make it uncomfortable, because it's not consistent with your principles. You go to Congress, you participate, and you say, I'm going to Washington, D.C., I want to be a change maker, be an influencer, and you are fighting, headwinds led by Nancy Pelosi and the like, that say, hey, we're going to resist. We're going to do everything we can to stall this out. And, you bifurcated the whole process. And what are we getting? The people are losing out on this. I mean, we're paying a lot of money for what some would cite as being just flat out incompetence, all for the sake of partisanship. We've got real issues. We've got people in Main Street America who need to work. They're suffering because we've got this messed up healthcare system that we're having to deal with. And, of course, you know my opinion on that. And if you have any doubts whatsoever, go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com and, re-listen to Josh Umber's interview that we had with him again. He's been on with us several times. And we went in more detail this time. And there's also, connection links and how you can repeal and replace Obamacare on your own. You don't need Congress to do this. And why should they? Scott and I have talked about this ad nauseum, as you might say, but and some people, I really didn't think about this. But this is how obvious this is. Congress is in no hurry to alter Obamacare, because they're living outside of it. They've got special exemption and consideration, along with a thousand other, organizations, if you recall, that President Obama had carved out for his special cronies and that. But meanwhile, we, the people who are paying for this monstrosity and this mess, are having to suffer the consequences of the Affordable Care Act. And when I say that, I understand that it runs the full spectrum, that there are some people that are very happy with Obamacare because they got something for free. It created a whole new entitlement. And the problem with entitlements is that it ends up crippling the constituency. And as has been said on many occasions, that once you start giving things away for free in the government, you've allowed the government, you have invalidated some critical infrastructure of your government. And this is what we're on. We're on shaky legs right now because so much has been given away. And of course, get ready. We're about ready to have a budget fight. And, there's all kinds of verbiage already being tossed about, including the shutdown of a government that some are saying could be anywhere. We've got about 50-70% chance of shutting down the government. Now, how serious is that? I would think quite serious. And, of course, the age-old argument that comes in, and, of course, every time this happens, it is, one party over the other that gets blamed. So, which is ridiculous. Because I think that they all should be responsible for anything that that hurts we the people. It shouldn't be all foisted upon one side. I mean, this thing has been going on from day one. As soon as the people voted, the Beltway, it caused such a disturbance in the force there that they set out to invalidate the people's vote.
I don't think that one side gets blamed. I think it's the way the media works and the way that it has worked for almost 9 years now is that
it's been longer than that. Yeah, exactly.
One side gets the blame, and it's the the phobic ones. Phobic party.
Yes.
I mean
Grand old phobic party.
The grand old phobic. And we joked about it in the break that if you're Republican, you're scared of everything. You're homophobic, you're Muslim phobic, Islamophobic, I'm sorry, it's not Muslim phobic. Yeah. There's a million things that you're scared of, and it's ridiculous.
Mm. Well, and it is ridiculous in light of the real problems that we're facing right now, that we need our government to be operating in full function. This is, again, why the people responded, said, hey, look, let's try a businessman. Let's give a business, we gave the first black man an opportunity to run this government. Hope and change sounded good on the surface, not realized. And here we are dealing with all these problems as a result of it. So what have we got to lose? Let's go ahead and let's try somebody who is a chief executive officer. This is what he's been. And let's give him a shot. And look what he's done in spite of all this. Can you imagine, Scott, if he didn't have this kind of hindrance and resistance and partisanship, what this country would look like, in less than, what are we talking about, in less than a year, in 200 plus days? It's been incredible what he's been able to affect already. But, of course, because we're so bifurcated and divided here, we're in a sense looking a gift horse in the mouth here right now.
Well, don't kid yourself. That's their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is that their resistance isn't working because he's getting some stuff done.
Right. Obviously, in spite of it all.
Obviously, it's working on the policy side of things. Creating bills and stuff. It's working for him there. But he's proven that he could use the last guy's game plan, and I could do just as much.
Well, memo to the Democrats, you guys have been losing for a long time. You've been losing for a long time because your policies suck. I mean, they just don't work. It's pretty clear, giving away the government, buying your vote through the people's money, it's just not working. No funzione, as they say.
Is forced charity really charity?
Well,
I mean,
not.
If you're forcing me to do something, is that really me being charitable, or are you just demanding that my money go somewhere?
Well, it's your money going somewhere, and I'm getting credit for it.
Well, that's
And I always hate these things when people come. They go, "Hey, give me all the money, and I'll go pay for it." Well, that's always bothered me because it's like, okay, then they are suddenly they're the brokers. And they get the credit for it. And this is, I see this happen time and time again. Like you'll be on a golf outing, and I had this guy, it was time to tip the guys that the caddies that were with us, and he goes, "Well, you just give me all the money, and I'll tip the guys." And so now all of a sudden, this guy becomes the big daddy, and he's the most important guy. Like he's paying it out like it's his money, He was the pastor's deal. It's all kind of a subtle deal, but that kind of stuff has always bothered me when people do that. Have you ever run into that?
Well, I've actually had the opposite.
Money? You're the broker?
No, this is, this happened to, I was out with my friends and we all paid, I picked up the food bill and they were like, we'll pay the tip.
Yeah,
and it was a nice meal. It was for my friend's birthday, and so I paid with my card. And when I filled out the tip, I didn't put a tip down. I just wrote cash, right. Like I normally do. And like one of the busboys said something. He goes, "Oh wow, way to go! It's such a big bill and no tip, huh?" And it's like, what?
The busboy said that to you?
The busboy said that to me.
Oh.
So it was So I've kind of had the other side to where
that's pretty bold. The guy doesn't even understand what's happening. And I love what some of these places are doing now, where they give you the suggested tip amounts the suggested tip amounts based on the gross, including tax. I go, what is that? I go, because now all of a sudden I go to pay and it looks like I jumped out on a tax because I'm paying you the real tax, not the suggested tax that you misfigured.
Anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez and our next guest, Carrie Severino. We always appreciate Carrie being with us. Chief Counsel, Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. Carrie, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you with us to talk about Judicial Crisis Network new ad campaign targeting Democrats that you know, are doing everything they can to obstruct this administration.
That's kind of the name of the game, isn't it? I mean, we've seen it in so many ways. We've seen their delay on confirming executive nominees, like the cabinet positions. But what we're seeing now is we had a historic election where the American people voted in a president, many people, because of his view on the court, wanting to make sure we have committed constitutionalists there. And the Democrats now are pulling out all the stops, using all sorts of procedural gimmicks, abusing Senate rules to try to stop those judges from being confirmed. That's because they know they really have to have the courts dominated by Democratic judges who can advance their liberal agenda from the courts, because they know that's not something the American people want. We can't let that happen, and we want to make sure this president has been continuing to nominate these great nominees following in the footsteps of Neil Gorsuch. We want to make sure that they actually get to see the light of day as judges, and we need to stop that gridlock.
Well, you know, Carrie, Main Street America says, look at the GOP has control of both houses, the White House. They're the majority party. How are the Democrats able to get away with this?
Well, they have a couple tools at their disposal. One is the blue slip process, which is kind of a senatorial courtesy for home state senators. But what they're doing is using it to block really popular states and nominees from their own states. So people like Justice Joan Larson, who they dragged their feet on in Michigan, getting her blue slip in. She was widely reelected. We've got another justice in the Minnesota Supreme Court. He got more votes than Senator Franken, who's trying to block him. And yet, you know, they're abusing this process. And then there's another rule that allows them to force extra debate on the floor, 30 hours worth of debate on someone who normally used to be used just for controversial nominees. They've used it for every single Trump nominee, and including one which I think is egregious. He was the President Obama nominee previously. Everyone loved him, you know, when Obama nominated him. And then they decided, you know, we're going to force this whole long extra debate process. And you know what? They all voted for him anyway. He had unanimous support in the Senate. So they're just really trying to run out the clock. They're trying to waste everyone's time. That's not what our legislature should be spending their time on.
Yeah, here we are. We're talking about the possibility. Some are saying anyway 50-70% of shutting down the government, and the Democrats have been doing that from day one already, in a sense, in kind of a small ball sort of way here. Right, Karen?
Yeah, this is kind of their version of resist, and if they can throw a kink in the process. And look, it's getting to be a real problem, because President Trump started office with 105 judicial vacancies. That's more than four of his five predecessors. And now there are 139. So it's gone up almost a third just between January and August. We all, you know, of 21 more judges who are planning to retire, who've announced that, but haven't officially retired yet. That brings it up to 160. Guys, we need to keep the nominations process going. We need to pick up the pace, because we're actually falling behind. This is really not acceptable.
Well, how does this translate to we the people by not having, you know, the kind of judges that, you know, we in a sense voted for when we voted for Donald Trump? You know, let's simplify it a little bit, because I don't want people to think, you know, this is this is the game. This is D.C. This is why people, have a Congress so low on their list in terms of approval ratings. But help we the people, Main Street America, understand how this impacts them.
So we hear about the problems that happen in cases like, for example, these sanctuary city cases, where you have rogue judges who are kind of deciding to replace their ideas of what they would like, and they're, you know, for the actual law, for the actual Constitution. Our system gives us as the people the right to make those laws through our representatives. It gives us the right to change the Constitution or keep our government check using that. When you have judges that are going off on their own and doing that, that is undermining our very system of government. And what they're trying to do is keep the people out of those positions, who are the ones who are the most committed to enforcing those constitutional limits. We hear about it in cases like the sanctuary city cases or in all these other more high-profile ones, but there are average Americans who are bringing cases in courts every day who can't get their justice done because they have judges who are activists, or frankly, now because they're simply empty seats. So we need to have that change. We need to have these highly qualified judges in their place, so they can be carrying out the will of the American people by, you know, enforcing our laws and enforcing the Constitution.
So, Carrie, outside of this, do you see some direct consequence to these Senate Democrats that are participating in this resistance?
Well, you know, it's funny. They saw a little consequence, because Mitch McConnell almost had to cancel the whole August recess. And when it came down to it, for some nominees, they were mostly executive nominees, not judges, D.C. said, look, if you're going to make us drag our feet on everything, we're going to stay here for recess. And suddenly when this push came to shove, and they said, oh, we don't get to go home for vacation.
Right.
This is not. Then they moved a few people over. But I think that's, unfortunately, now that they're going to be back in session in September, they don't have an incentive. I hope that people hold them accountable in their states, because this is not what the American people want. And as I said, many of these nominees they're trying to block are very popular in their own state. And they're just trying to do this for pure partisan reasons, not for the interest of trying to keep good judges in the court.
And to your point here, what I am sensing and some of the anecdotal information I'm getting here, Carrie, is these Senate Democrats in their home states are saying, look at enough of this already. You've made your point. You know, let's talk about the real issues that are important to us, whether some of those Democrats voted for Donald Trump or they just have an interest in their government moving along, little doggy.
And these are people, again, who have majority support in the Senate. Obviously, the Senate has to act as a check on the president's nominees, but we already have that. The Senate likes these people. In many cases, they're getting, as I said, like David Nye, who got 100 votes in the Senate, but it's not appropriate to try to use those as a pawn just to throw sand in the gears every chance you get. We need to be able to move forward as a nation. I think that's what most Americans want, even those who didn't vote for Donald Trump. So let's get this process moving and get our courts filled back up.
Well, Carrie, let's break down the ad campaign that Judicial Crisis Network has launched. Tell our audience about that, if you would, again.
Yeah, so we have a video. We have a website called gridlockreform.com, and we're promoting it, particularly Senator Lankford's proposal. He's targeting, in particular, the 30-hour rule we talked about, where they're wasting all this time. They don't actually even talk about the judges. I would bet minutes of that 30 hours are spent talking about them. They just want to waste time. He says, let's cut that down to 8 hours. I think that's more than reasonable. So we're promoting that. And then we want people to call their senators and let them know it's really important to us that you confirm the judges that are out there, because they're excellent nominees. Particularly, boy, the Court of Appeals nominees are so well-respected in their field, so qualified. There was even a liberal activist group who was writing an article complaining, how is Trump finding all these really smart people? Why didn't we get such great people on the court? So I feel like that you really know you're doing well when they are, that's their complaint, you know?
Exactly. You're getting too good of people here, which is amazing. And of course, these are some of the underreported issues and facts about the Trump administration. Carrie Severino has been with us, chief counsel for Judicial Crisis Network. And as she says, Democrats are abusing Senate rules to delay and obstruct President Trump's extraordinary judicial nominees because they want to keep liberal activist judges in control of our courts. Ladies and gentlemen, is that what you want? If that isn't what you want, then it's time to activate. Get involved in the conversation. But beyond that, let your legislators know that this is unacceptable. Carrie, where can they go for more information?
You can check our website at judicialnetwork.com and particularly confirm gridlock, reformgridlock.com, gridlockreform.com.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurr.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Look back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Lights, camera, action. Yes, it is time.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
It is time for Steve-O, the movie guy. I knew we had the big voice in there. I was just faking you out. I wanted to see if you thought and knew that I was really paying attention, because sometimes I don't, but I'm just only just faking you out to think that I'm not paying attention. So I knew the big voice, because I've stepped on him as many times already. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy? Steve, the movie guy.
How are we doing? Fine today. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles Airport. Yes, LAX.
Oh.
This is Airport to the Stars. Maybe you've been there before.
More than I want to say it, and I do everything I can to get out of there as quickly as possible. It's kind of like being at Dodger Stadium. I learned early, you know, at the end of the game, you just get off the property, and whatever freeway you end up on, then you figure it out from there, right?
It's a clean getaway.
That's yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I'm up in Arrowhead, so enjoying the lake here and the ambiance. Even at this time of year, Arrowhead is just a peaceful place. The birds are birding, you know, they're doing their birding thing that they do, and all the other wildlife.
Here, I believe.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. So it's absolutely gorgeous, and I'm grateful that I can get a connection and that you know, connecting with the mothership there in Minnesota and then all over the world. So we love technology, don't we?
Absolutely.
Hey, real quick before we talk about, you know, the box office, you know, today is William Wilberforce Day, and very important, especially in light of the contention still here, particularly in America. You know, and that's always been, you know, kind of the wonderment I've had is why in Europe, how they were able to deal with the slavery issue and not have as much contention as we do here in the United States. This is one of those mysteries that remains with me. William Wilberforce, of course, he and many others, you know, the prime minister, his old buddy, Pitt, that he basically grew up with in college, you know, were forces in the abolition movement, there in Europe.
Right.
And basically, you know, put his entire soul, his life, his I mean, he was a very sickly man at this point, and went ahead and was able to lead the abolition movement. And today we remember that.
Right.
It brings to mind that movie, Amazing Grace, that you and I were talking about. Yeah.
Terrific film. Yeah. I think one of the reasons is that, during the slave trade, most of the slaves came to North America and to the Bahamas, places like that. And, even though I think England and Europe was involved in abolition, they weren't really the recipients of a lot of slaves that were being taken away. So that could be part of it, I know. But great movie, Amazing Grace, right?
Exactly, and it might be one if you haven't seen it lately, a good one to remember. The other person was really instrumental with William Wilberforce, lest we forget, is Thomas Clarkson. And like any kind of movements, it always requires these critical puzzle pieces that come together. And Clarkson was also very instrumental. He doesn't quite get the notoriety that William Wilberforce did, because I think Wilberforce was, even in spite of his sickliness and everything, this guy was a man's, I mean, he was a charmer. I mean, he had bad eyesight. He was a kind of mess, but because of some money that he inherited, he was very wealthy. So he was quite the playboy, lived the life, and got tired of that. And was when he decided to change his life and convert to Christianity that his life really did change. And he became more of a philanthropist. It's in this movie. I mean, it'll be a good fun and neat to revisit.
Right.
And especially in light, like I say, of the contentious things that we're having right now in our country, and the whole issue of racism once again raising its head. And when I think that the sentiment of most Americans, it's just me, in my observation of it, is saying, can we get over this already? I mean, how much longer do we need to deal with this? We've had a black president been voted twice, the first black attorney general, in our country as well, in Eric Holder. I mean, it's like there's enough evidence here that we need to be united, as the current president, like him or not, has said. We're all bleeding American red, white, and blue. I mean, that's in our blood.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. Right. So anyway, enough of that. Let's look at what's happening in Hollywood. And here we got the number one money maker at the box office is the Hitman's Bodyguard, huh?
Hitman's Bodyguard. That's right. Brand new. That one did well, very well. 21.4 million. Annabelle Creation number two, making about 15.6. Logan Lucky, that was the big experiment. That was by Steven Soderbergh. This is the one where he really wanted creative control, so he sold off all the foreign and back-end rights just to be able to make the movie like he wanted it to be made and get it out into theaters without studio interference, and it didn't do quite what they hoped it would do, 7.6 million. Now, it got great reviews. I saw it last weekend. It's a good movie, a lot of twists and turns, keeps you guessing. I've said before, it's like Ocean's 11 for the stock car set. And oddly enough, it didn't do well in the South, and it didn't do well in the Midwest.
Interesting,
people
huh?
really should be tuning into this thing. So maybe it will get its second wind here. But Logan Lucky, number three at 7.6.
Yeah, maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they'll wake up this week and say, hey, that's our kind of movie. How did we miss this
maybe
one?
It could be happening. We also have Dunkirk number four, The Nutshot 2.
I did get a chance to see Dunkirk, by the way. I will let you know that.
Yeah,
from a historical perspective, I mean, I liked it, but it bounced around a little bit too much. And I know it's been successful. It's done domestically 165,000. But I think it's such a great story. It is one, I thought it was a bit unfortunate because I thought there were things because it got choppy and because
of
the choppiness.
Well, it from various perspectives and it did jump around in periods of time. So that was how he chose to do it. I thought, visually it was really striking and something I definitely would recommend. So it's out there. It's one of those ones that you can catch up on.
Still in the top five. Yep, exactly.
Right. And should make about $500 million worldwide, I think, before all is said and done. Now, out this weekend, things are winding down. We're getting to the end of the blockbuster season. We have some interesting titles here. We have one called All Saints. It's interesting because it's one of those faith-based titles. is being released in, I think, 700 theaters. John Corbett is the star. I took a look at the trailer, and it is a surprisingly inspirational film, regardless of your religious bent. It's based on a true story of this salesman. He's a salesman turned pastor by the name of Michael Spurlock, played by John Corbett. He inherits this tiny little church, and he's ordered to shut the thing down because it only has a few members, right? And then this group of refugees,
which is the case, I got to tell you, in most churches, you know, probably about, I think last time I read the number was like over 80% of the churches have like, you know, 25 members or less, you know.
Really?
When you think, it's amazing that they're mostly small churches. So we hear about all the mega churches, but the backbone of local communities, you know, small churches.
This is the opposite of a mega church.
Yes.
This one has a very few members until these refugees from Southeast Asia show up. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting story about what transpires. Together, they risk everything to plant seeds for a future that they might, well, they just might save them all. Once again, John Corbett stars. Check that out this weekend, not reviewed for the critics. And then if you are a mixed martial arts fan, I think Birth of the Dragon should be on your list. Once again, not reviewed, but this is set in the backdrop of the 1960s San Francisco. It's a modern take on the classic movies that Bruce Lee was known for, and it takes its inspiration from this epic and still controversial showdown surrounded in mystery that took place in San Francisco between an up-and-coming Bruce Lee. Before he was a movie star, before he was anything, he has this match with a kung fu master, Wong Jack Man. Now, this is a legendary battle that gave birth to a legend. And this movie is all about it, Birth of the Dragon, out this weekend. Oh. And also a title that may ring a bell, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
It's back.
He's back. That's right. It came out in 1991. It's being re-released. Now, here's the deal. It's being re-released in 4K and 3D, and they say it's spectacular to look at. It's being released exclusively in AMC theaters this weekend. 1991 was 26 years ago, but this movie is now considered a classic. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger starring along with Linda Hamilton, Edward Furlong, and Robert Patrick. You might want to check it out if you're a fan of the original, because it's back better than ever. Another movie is about PG movie, which is an animated film from the Weinstein Company. They're kind of dipping their toe into family fare here. It's one called Leap. Once again, it's not getting great reviews. 56% of the critics are recommending, but once again, it's an inspirational film. It's about this 11-year-old orphan by the name of Felicie. She has one dream, to go to Paris and become a dancer. She has a friend, Victor, voiced by Nat Wolff, an imaginative but exhausting boy with a passion for creating. He has a dream to become a famous inventor. So in a leap of faith, they both leave the orphanage to pursue their passions. They go to Paris, and Felicie goes there to become a dancer. He goes there to become an inventor. There are all kinds of twists and turns along the way. She's determined to succeed. Felicie finds her mentor in a tough and mysterious school custodian. And along with her friend Victor, reaching for the stars. Now, I took a look at the trailer, and I think, you know what? I have two daughters. They're older now. But if they were 11, 12, 13 years old, this is definitely... I'd be taking it, because it is kind of an inspirational thing to see. Another one called Tulip Fever, also out this weekend in limited release. This is one of those great period pieces taking place in 17th century Amsterdam, where you have an orphan girl, Alicia Vikander, forcibly married to a rich and powerful merchant played by Christoph Waltz. This is an unhappy arrangement, saves her from poverty. After her husband commissions the portrait, she begins a passionate affair with...
Well, Steve-O, it's a wrap for Steve-O Evans, the movie guy.
I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
North Korea.